With the U.S. economy stalling and unemployment stuck above 9%, many lawmakers see expanded trade as a sorely needed lifeline. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus.
The Colombia, Panama, and South Korean trade agreements will create tens of thousands of American jobs. They will give our ranchers, farmers, workers, and businesses a competitive edge in three lucrative, fast-growing markets.
The deals are long overdue, according to Republican Senator Orrin Hatch.
Approval of these three free trade agreements will enable U.S. exporters to finally take advantage of the benefits from these agreements that our negotiators secured over 4 years ago.
The Obama administration pressed South Korea to open its markets to U.S. vehicles, pressed Panama to strengthen lax financial regulations, and pressed Colombia to protect labor leaders. Even so, many U.S. labor groups continue to oppose the PACs, as do human rights activists who interrupted the Finance Committee hearing.
And despite this process,
killing labor leaders.
Committee will come to order.
Echoing specific concerns about Colombia was Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow.
Last year, 51 labor leaders were assassinated. So far this year, 23 leaders have been assassinated. And I believe it's not just a human rights issue, which of course is very important, but it's an issue that affects American workers because they are undercut when the wages of Colombian workers are kept artificially low due to the denial of basic worker rights.
But the benefits of expanded trade outweigh potential pitfalls, according to Democratic Senator John Kerry.
These agreements are fairly one-sided in our favor. They actually open up markets that are closed to us and equal a playing field that's been unequal against us for a long period of time.
With South Korean President Im Yong-bak visiting Washington, congressional leaders of both parties pressed for passage of the trade pacts before the leaders' address to a joint session of Congress Thursday. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.